Hi everyone. So I'm going to do something slightly different for today's audio podcast. For the first time, I'm actually going to recommend another blog post. I don't personally know the blogger myself, but this blogger wrote, I think, the best article I've ever seen on the whole renting versus buying debate. I put the article below, but I'm basically going to summarize his argument. So number one, when you have a mortgage, you're paying for four things. So you're paying for the principal, you know, building equity in your home, but you're also paying for tax, you're also paying for the interest payments, and so on. So a lot of people think, well, I'm putting money towards the equity, when they actually forget, especially in the early years of having a mortgage, pretty much 85, 90% of whatever you're paying away is just going towards interest payments and insurance and so on. Number two, over any long period of time, housing has only kept up with inflation in the United States and several other key countries. People often don't know that. They think their house is just going up in value, and really, it's just a reflection of inflation. That doesn't mean certain periods of time housing can't go up, but in general, the general trend is towards pretty much inflation-adjusted returns. And in addition to that, people don't calculate all of the costs. So I'll give you a typical example, opportunity cost and also time costs. A lot of people, when they think, oh, I got a $10,000 bonus at work, so I'm going to put in a new kitchen, they don't factor that in, all the direct and indirect costs. Because if you're putting 10 grand towards your kitchen, indirectly, you are actually losing sometimes $100,000, $150,000. If you don't take a job, because it's in another city and you have a mortgage, that's actually sometimes a huge cost. So for example, let's say you got a job offer, which is $5,000 a year after tax, and you don't take that job offer because you love your house, you don't want to move. Do you know how much that decision would cost you over a 30-year period if you reinvested that whole $5,000 into markets? Historically, about $1 million, $2 million. So this is the point of his article. But the key point about his article is this. He's making points I've made before, and it is a bit of a long article, but he's really breaking it down systematically. He's looking at the figures in a very unemotional way and showing you the logic behind it. And I think that's why it was so impressive.